2009. I'm Mayor Scott Smith, and as always, it's a real privilege of an honor for me to be able to serve and to conduct this meeting. We'll begin this evening's meeting by having an invocation by Councilmember Dave Richens, after which Scout James Adams from Troop 457 will lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance. Please rise for the invocation and the pledge.
Our Father in heaven, we're grateful for the opportunity to gather here to do the business of this great city. We ask thy guidance, guiding hand to be upon us, that we will make wise and sound decisions, and that we will assure that they are well-reasoned, well-researched, and in the best interest of our fine citizens. We're grateful for the stewardship that thou has placed upon us at this time, and ask that we will serve with dignity and honor. We're grateful for those citizens who roll up their sleeves and get involved in our fair city, that continually make it a better place. And we say these things in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to this republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Please be seated. We'll now proceed with the mayor's welcome. You know, one of the privileges that I enjoy and the other members of this council enjoy in serving is we get to know other elected officials and those people who serve with us and serve us and help us out. And tonight, we have the distinct pleasure of recognizing a true friend of Mesa. Congressman Harry Mitchell is no stranger to Mesa, although most people don't realize his connections to the city. Congressman Mitchell was a longtime mayor of Tempe. I mean long time. And, you know, a lot of people can't remember who was mayor before or after. It was just Harry was the mayor there. Also a history teacher at Tempe High School, but his roots are in Mesa. And he always reminds me of his roots and the fact that he loves to come back here for haircuts and things like that. And still maintains a presence, notwithstanding the fact that he also represents a good portion of Mesa. The area of West Mesa, basically to the west of Country Club Drive, is in Congressman Mitchell's district. And that's not why we're recognizing him tonight. Congressman Mitchell is on the Aviation Subcommittee of the House Transportation Committee. And he has been a friend of Mesa in that, you know, as you go for a lot of these programs and grants and other things, which, contrary to what you hear on the news every day, where all you think is everything that comes out of Washington is willy-nilly and is just pointing in which direction, most of the programs we participate in are competitive grants. They're part of structured programs, and the rules and procedures are very well defined, and we are literally in competition with other communities around the country for this money that has been budgeted by Congress. Getting through that process is extremely difficult sometimes, and without the assistance and the help and the know-how of Congressman Mitchell and his staff, we would frankly be lost on many occasions. And he has helped identify opportunities for us. He and his staff have worked diligently on the things we've accomplished out at the Gateway Airport through his participation, his membership on the Aviation Subcommittee. We have been great beneficiaries. It's just recently the $9 million grant we received through the Base Reuse Program, which the Congressman was very involved in. He has been actively involved in the restoration of the Salt River, along with the Salt River Pima Maricopa Indian Community, and has been integral as we have had Mesa probably more visits by presidents and cabinet members than almost any other community in this country, except for maybe Washington and New York, since President Obama took office. We've had several visits, and all of those have been coordinated through Congressman Mitchell and his office. And he's also helped us a great deal as we have opened our light rail system and also plan on moving forward with hopefully an extension to the light rail and all the benefits that will bring to our community. So Congressman Mitchell, we just wanted to say thank you for being not only a friend, I don't want to say a friend of Mesa, but truly a servant and helping us, because you've done a great deal in helping us wade through not only the challenges of dealing with the federal government, but you've also been a real champion and a proponent for things that are good in the city of Mesa. And I have a special affinity for Congressman Mitchell, because when we get together, he mentors me and tells me what it's really like to be a mayor. And I've learned quite a bit from him. He has just a few more years experience than I do, and he's more than willing to share ideas and his opinions, and also to give me some guidance on how to best handle really council members. And he hasn't given me anything that helps me with Councilmember Higgins, though. I'm still trying, right? No, he's been a good friend and a mentor, and Congressman, I really appreciate all that you've done for me personally, but also for our community. So thank you very much.
And to always stay on his good side, you wear the ASU colors.
I wore the Sun Devil colors today. Not only stay on his good side, but you know, to celebrate a wonderful victory on Saturday, and to atone for the fact that I wore my BYU shirt to the ASU game. Well, I didn't have time to go home and change. Come on. But I got a lot of funny looks, but that's okay. So, Congressman, and I think a couple of the council members would like to add a word or two, if you'd like. Councilmember Kavanaugh.
Thank you, Mayor. Congressman, I also wanted to express the thanks and admiration of people in my district for all the work and attention that you have provided to us. Anytime we have a neighborhood event or a community issue, your office is always open to you attending, and it's very gratifying for us to have you come in and see us in our everyday situations. Your guidance and inspiration has helped me tremendously in working with constituents in my district, and we truly appreciate the attention that you have paid to neighborhood issues, to light rail issues, to economic development issues in West Mesa. Thank you.
Okay. Congressman, we'd love to hear a couple words from you, if you could, please.
Thank you very much, and I appreciate those very kind words. I always feel right at home at City Hall. This is probably one of the most enjoyable parts of my political career has been at City Hall. And you know, you've mentioned, Mayor, and even Dennis, about maybe teaching you something. You know, I taught at Tempe High School for 28 years, and I think I'll always be a teacher. And if anything I can learn or pass on from being a member of the council to being mayor to state senator or the federal government, I've been at all three levels. And I was telling earlier, when former students come and ask me how I like where I am today, I always apologize to them and tell them it's not the way I taught it. It's a little bit different. And the issues that you mentioned are issues that are very close to my heart, because I know how important it is for community. I know how important it is. It's the cities that really make up the state and this nation. And I've said many times before, and I think you all know that, when people come to Arizona or any state, as a matter of fact, they don't really come to be out in the middle of nowhere. They come to where a city is, where there are great services, there's a great neighborhood, there's a great feeling, and people work together. And that can only be done when everybody's working together. I have to say that how much more enjoyable it is to be back in City Hall than it is sometimes to be in Congress. Jeff Flake, who represents the other part of Mesa, he's also been a mentor to me, I might add, in Congress. And he always reminds me, after 10:30 at night, and I know you have meetings late too, and we had them when I was mayor of Tempe on into the morning early. But he's told me, reminded me, he says, you know, after 10:30 at night, the House of Representatives becomes the House of Commons. Now, if you've ever watched a session of the House of Commons, I think you'll really get an understanding about how ruckus it could become, and many times it is. So it's always good to come back where there's some civility, where people respect each other. And I might add, one of the good things that I was making a comparison the other day, I still make comparisons with all my different experiences. I have more letters, emails, phone calls as a member of Congress than I did as mayor. And I think that's because in a community that is represented by seven people, you have a staff that's trying to do everything they can to make sure that they're delivering the services. I have people both in my D.C. office and in my district office whose main job it is to help constituents. And it may be because of a Social Security, it may be a Medicare, it could be a veterans benefit, but what might have happened is there might have been a transposition of a number or a letter. And just a simple mistake, but you can imagine what it takes to go through to correct those as opposed to City Hall, how much easier it is. You guys can go, and probably anybody in the city can go to a department head, come to the mayor, to the council, city manager, and make their concerns known. You know, I don't go to the secretary of HUD. I don't go to, the secretary of Treasury. Those things don't just happen. So it's kind of interesting when I think about how much more effective you can be as a representative at this level, and then I get at the federal level, and I get all these many more pieces of correspondence, and I think that's also part of the time with the instant communication with Twitter and Facebook and with all the instant communication, people get the message out, whether they know what they're talking about or not, and they get it out. So I want to thank you for the job you've done. And I also want to thank your staff. You mentioned all these competitive grants. If it wasn't for having the talented staff that you have, you wouldn't be getting those grants. They know how to get them. So I really want to congratulate you and your staff for going after these grants. And I see in the paper sometimes some of these grants that other people can't understand how come Mesa got all these. You know, I just saw a couple for some fire stations recently, congratulations to that. So you've done a great job, and I appreciate it, and I appreciate working with you. And my roots do go back quite a bit. And as you say, I represent clear up to a country club. So it's there's a great connection there. So thank you very much. I appreciate it, and I enjoy working with you. And you guys are always welcome to my office. Thank you. And everybody in Mesa is welcome to my office.
Thank you very much. Now, if we could, we'd like a group picture with you. Is that all right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
That'd be great.
So why don't you walk around right here and stand in front? Yeah, go this way.
Do you want to hop?
Hold on, guys.
So it looks like you're not going to have an all night.
No.
Audience is small. Congratulations.
Congressman Mitchell did mention some grants that we have applied for, and like as I've said, these are very competitive. And I think this council has made it very clear that we strive to bring money that our citizens have sent to Washington home, and understand the conditions that are placed on those. And we only go after grants to where the conditions are minimal or they're manageable. We don't go for money just because it's money. We want to improve our communities. We recognize that we are taxpayers like the rest of the country is, and that we should bring as many of those taxes back in our communities as we can. And we've been very successful. And as the Congressman mentioned, that is a direct reflection upon the quality of our applications. These are competitive, and we win because we make a good case and because we have staff members who work very, very hard to present applications that basically outshine the others. And so we'd like to recognize those tonight. And Mr. Brady, if I could turn it over to you.
Thank you, Mayor. We've talked a lot about it tonight, but there's a lot of work that goes on to get these grants submitted, to put the paperwork together, because it does require, it's very competitive. And as you've seen, I think we've read it, we've been awarded these grants. We really have stood out not only on the statewide basis, but nationally. And so it's easy for us to say, I think, to prove up that the City of Mesa staff can compete at the national level for these grants and has done a very good job. And as you mentioned, these are grants that fall very much in line with the programs and services that we're already providing that are important for the citizens of Mesa. But we have been successful in finding ways to compete for these grants that will bring resources specifically to the public safety area that are very important. So what I'd like to do tonight is to recognize, and I'm sure there are many more than I have listed, but we have some of the staff that are here. And we'd like them to come forward and just be, so that they can be recognized for their hard work. The first group we're going to invite to come forward are those who worked on the COPS grant. As you know, this was a competitive grant to identify resources for police staffing that could serve with Mesa. You know, we've made some significant cuts throughout the city, but including the police department. So these resources were certainly critical. And as I think many of you have seen, we got all that we requested, which was not the case for many cities. So at this time, I'd like to invite the following individuals.
Mr. Brady, if I could just say, nationwide, I think there was about 8 or 9 times the applications for the funds that were available. So it was only a very small percentage of the grants. About 10% of the grants were awarded, and we were one of the very few in the entire country that got all that we requested.
Yeah, and we got, and like you said, we got 100% of that. So at this time, we'd like to invite, they just come forward here and we can recognize them. Lieutenant Steve Lieber, Detective Mark Cormier, which I don't think he's here today, Detective Diana Vaughn, Commander Lisa Quedens, Beth Thuringer, Assistant Chief Mike Denny, Assistant Chief Mike Dvorak, Assistant Chief Johnny Mesa. Are there others that are here, Chief Mesa or Denny or Dvorak, that we need to recognize? Well, and Chief Myers didn't put her name on the list, but let's invite her to come forward. Is she here? Come on, Chief. Because you have to make sure all the paperwork is done appropriately now for the next several years. All right, so here, this is a representative group for the hard work that went into putting this grant together. So we'd just like to thank them tonight, Mayor, and appreciate their hard work.
Thank you so very much. And Mr. Wright said, since he couldn't get his flash to work, he wants to try it again.
Can't do it for a congressman, but he'll do it for the police department. Let's see.
We have plenty of lights.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Mr. Brady?
No, you got it.
Are you going behind him? Behind you. Behind you. Oh, I'll be hanging. I'm fine.
So, Mayor, just stay there, and we'll bring up the next group. And we would just receive the presentation downstairs for the fire construction grant. And what was interesting about this grant is that, like many of the grants that have come out recently, very competitive for fire stations with a quick turnaround time to put together a significant amount of information in a short period of time. And I really do think that this is one of the grants that the council can see, while certainly the fire department took the lead in putting this together, it takes many other departments coming together and providing the information and the resources that were needed in order for this grant to be successful. So not only include the fire department, but include individuals from our engineering department, environmental and sustainability department, development services, and real estate services. And that's one of the things we pride ourselves on in the city of Mesa is, while we may all fit under a org chart in different departments, when it comes to delivering services and projects, we work together as a team, and it's seamless, and we can come together and for a variety of different reasons and work together successfully. And so I think this is one of those great examples. So at this time, we'd like to invite those who are involved in this. And is Jim Bloomer still around? Yeah, Jim, you need to come up here, because I remember Jim running around. I was going up an elevator, and he was running around desperately with a handful of papers, just scrambling to get something done, to get that done. And so he really helped lead this. And I think, Jim, when you started this application, you were a captain, right?
No, I was a battalion chief.
Battalion chief. Yeah. And now you are?
Assistant chief.
Assistant chief. So it pays, the hard work has paid off for Jim. So, and then Jim, let's invite these others. And Tony, you're gonna have to excuse me. Tony Lo Giuducci? Close? Say it. Oh, well, yeah. Not even close. come up. Fred Rustum, Shahir Safi, Scott Boucher, Laura Heineman, and Kim Fallback. If we could have all of them come forward. And again, you can see this is from a diverse group of departments and individuals, so we'd like to thank them for their hard work. All right. Thank everyone. I want to thank everyone again for coming and staying here this evening to do this. And Mayor and Council, thank you for the opportunity to recognize the staff. And I know there are many others, but these are those who we wanted to certainly recognize for their hard work on these two very important grants that are really nationwide are recognized for the good work we've done. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Brady. We have one more group whose success we'd like to celebrate tonight. And you know, it's really important that we celebrate our successes. Heaven knows we're constantly reminded, and we remind ourselves of where we fall short. And so when things are done right, and there's a lot of good things going on in this city, there really are, we like to celebrate those. One of the ways that we're celebrating them is to commend our planning department. I know that's not the technical term, but that's what I'm going to use. For receiving several awards in the past little while from the Arizona Planning Association, and these awards primarily for the West Main Street Plan and for the Mesa Gateway Strategic Development Plan, which really are, especially the Strategic Development Plan, are very progressive in nature, and I think sort of paved the way for what Mesa is going to be like. And what Mesa is going to be like is pretty exciting. We talked about that downstairs in the meeting before, about looking at what can be and what will be. And it begins with planning. It begins with sort of setting the framework and establishing the rules and having the vision to say, if we can create this incentive, if we can create this formula which will encourage private investment and we'll facilitate private investment, we can come up with something that's pretty incredible. And that's where I believe government has a very, very valuable role, is in setting that stage and making it easier for private investment to both come in and to succeed. And we don't have to sacrifice standards to do that. And that's where I think our planning department has really excelled, is in being creative enough to raise the bar while still lowering the barriers. And that's what's important. That's a tough task, to do those simultaneously. And I'm confident that what we've done will accomplish that. And so we're pretty excited. So to commemorate that, I've issued a proclamation. And there's a lot too many whereases. Most of you would be asleep by the time I got done with the whereases. So let's just say that I therefore, Scott Smith, by virtue of the authority vested in me as Mayor of Mesa, do hereby proclaim October 2009 as National Community Planning Month in the city of Mesa, and that is primarily in recognition of the awards that the Planning Department has received. Mr. Summers, I believe you wanted to add something to that.
Thank you, Mayor. I have the honor and privilege of accompanying the planning staff up to Prescott Valley here on Thursday and watch as they receive this award. It was very well deserved, and there was a lot of work that went into this with staff and the community as well. I think this plan represents a type of innovative thinking that is transforming local government, particularly here in Mesa, as we move really into the 21st century and we're looking toward new opportunities and new growth. The plan injects flexibility in land use while at the same time it ensures compatibility with the Phoenix Mesa Gateway Airport, which, as we all have agreed, is one of the greatest assets that we have in Southeast Valley for meeting a vision of 100,000 high-wage jobs that will be a benefit not only to Mesa, but the Southeast Valley as well. So this award recognizes the hard work of not only the planning staff, but if I may be so bold as to say that we share it in many ways with the hundreds of folks in the community, people who live in the area who came to numerous charrettes and shared their ideas and invested in the vision that we have created for the Mesa Proving Grounds and the Mesa Gateway area. So I think it is a plan that is worthy of this recognition and certainly worthy of our continued support as we move forward and watch the area grow into its full potential. Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you, Council Member. Mr. Wesley.
I can put this up here. Maybe the camera can get a shot of it scratching. That says,
Council Member Summers will attest, that is a heavy stone there on the base. But appreciate the recognition this evening of the Planning Division, the work that we have done on this particular project, but also want to remind the Council and the public of many others who were part of this process, in particular our Transportation Department, this was also a transportation plan, and so it's very much a part of the work that they did, as well as the Economic Development Department and so forth, part of the team effort that Mr. Brady was talking about before went into this plan, as in many others. So certainly they deserve some of the recognition, too. And the many citizens, Mayor, thank you for the proclamation for the National Community Planning Month. As we've done the West Main Plan and other sub-area plans, we have always had a lot of citizen involvement, and we appreciate the citizens of the community who help bring these plans together and make them come about, to be able to then win awards such as this. So thank you, and would like to invite Mike James from the Transportation Department, as well as Jody Sorrell, up with me here. Jody was instrumental in a lot of the citizen involvement process that went into this particular planning project. She worked very hard and long on this to make sure the citizens were involved. So thank you very much.
And thank you, and this involves the West Main and the Gateway. So Councilmember Kavanaugh, Richens, and Summers, the other one.
We share a name, and yet.
My name's not Summers.
That's great. You know what I mean? The award can double as bulletproof glass and a teleprompter.
Hold this. And here we are. Congratulations. I'll hold this right here.
We really don't need a picture. We just want to see if Steve can make the flash work again.
I thought that was upside down.
One more.
Because that light was so bright.
There we go.
Thank you, and once again, congratulations. We always enjoy recognizing those who have accomplished things, and thank you for giving us the opportunity to have that. It's a lot more fun when you have things to celebrate. And like I said, we have a lot of things, a lot of accomplishments. We'll now proceed with the reading of the consent agenda. Mr. Kevin Christopher reading the consent agenda. Kevin?
Good evening. All citizens are permitted and encouraged to speak on agenda items. If you're interested in speaking on an agenda item, please fill out a blue card in the back of the room and give it to the city clerk. When the council considers the item, you will be called to the podium to provide your comments. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda. All items listed with an asterisk will be considered as a group by the city council and will be enacted with one motion. There will be no separate discussion of these items unless a council member or a citizen requests, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda and considered as a separate item. If a citizen wants an item removed from the consent agenda, a blue card must be completed and given to the city clerk prior to the council's vote on the consent agenda. Item 2, approval of minutes of previous meetings as written. Item 4A has been deleted. Item 4B, act on liquor license for St. Bridget Catholic Church, one-day event, October 24th, 2213 North Lindsay Road. Item 4C, act on liquor license for Bahia de Kino, 1040 West Broadway Road. Item 4D, act on liquor license for Dubs Family Grill and Bar, 1925 South Sussman Road, Suite 101. Item 4E, act on liquor license for Jimbo's Good Time Grill, 6102 East Main Street. Item 5A, act on contract to increase dollar limit for aluminum sulfate. Item 5B, act on term contract for firefighting foam. Item 5C, act on term contract for gradation glass beads for pavement markings. Item 5D, act on term contract for helicopter engine parts. Item 5E, act on contract to purchase storage area network hardware for the police department. Item 5F, act on contract to purchase aircraft surveillance camera equipment for police department. Item 5G, act on contract for wastewater diversion structures rehabilitation on Ellsworth and Baseline and at 56th Street and Broadway Road. The project funded from the approved fiscal year 09-10 wastewater capital bond program. Item 5H, act on contract for bus pullout and shelter, southwest corner of Dobson and Baseline Road. Project funded with the approved fiscal year 09-10 mass transit capital budget. Item 6A, act on resolution approving grant agreement with National Institute of Justice for overtime, travel, training, and equipment for unsolved cases in police department. Item 6B, act on resolution approving grant agreement with the U.S. Department of Justice for software to manage the collection, storage, and analysis of data for major criminal cases. Item 6C, act on resolution approving grant agreement with the Arizona Department of Homeland Security for equipment for the police department's explosive ordnance device team. Item 6D, act on resolution approving grant agreement with Arizona Department of Homeland Security for replacement vehicles for police department's explosive ordnance device team. Item 6E, act on resolution approving grant agreement with Arizona Department of Homeland Security for barrier protection to east and south entrances of the police department headquarters. Item 6F, act on resolution approving grant agreement with Arizona Department of Homeland Security for tactical ramp system for police department. Item 6G, act on resolution approving grant agreement with Arizona Department of Homeland Security for mobile communications redundancy system for police department. Item 6H, act on resolution approving grant agreement with Arizona Department of Homeland Security for equipment replacement vehicle and training for police rapid response team. Item 6I, act on resolution approving grant agreement with Arizona Department of Homeland Security for 8 cash radios for police department. Item 6J, act on resolution approving grant agreement with Arizona Department of Homeland Security for equipment and training for fire department rapid response team. Item 6K, act on resolution approving grant agreement with Arizona Department of Homeland Security for equipment, training, and planning for fire department's Metro Medical Response System. Item 6L, act on resolution approving intergovernmental agreement with Salt River, Pima, Maricopa Indian Community for receipt and administration of grants. Item 6M, act on resolution approving aerial and ground easements to SRP in the 14,000 block of South Power Road. Item 6N, Act on Resolution approving intergovernmental agreement with Regional Public Transportation Authority for Arizona Avenue Country Club Bus Rapid Transit Project. This is funded by the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act. Item 6O, Act on Resolution authorizing the use of eminent domain to acquire property and property rights for the Arizona Avenue Country Club Bus Rapid Transit Project. Item 6P, Act on Resolution authorizing Phoenix Mesa Gateway Airport Authority to issue tax-exempt revenue bonds on behalf of Embraer Aircraft Holdings Incorporated. Item 6Q, Act on Resolution approving intergovernmental agreement with Phoenix Mesa Gateway Airport Authority for reimbursement of expenses for law enforcement services. And Item 7A, Act on Subdivision Plat, Map of Dedication for Mountain Bridge Drive, Phase 3 and McKellips Road, Phase 2, 8702 East McKellips Road. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda.
Thank you, Kevin. Is there any council member that would wish us to remove an item from the consent agenda? Ms. Crocker, are there any requests from the public to remove an item?
No requests, Mayor.
Okay, we have a motion to approve the consent agenda by Councilmember Summers, a second from Vice Mayor Jones. Is there any discussion? Please vote. The vote is 7-0 in the affirmative, and the consent agenda is approved. The next item on the agenda is item 3A. Conduct a public hearing prior to the release of the petition for signatures for the following proposed annexation. This is annexation number A07-36, annexing one parcel of land located on Pueblo Avenue just west of Crispin Road, 19.3 plus or minus acres. Ms. Crocker, are there any requests to speak from the public?
No requests, Mayor.
Any other questions or comments from the council? There be none, declare the public hearing closed. Next item are the items from citizens present. Do we have any requests to speak, Ms. Crocker?
No requests, Mayor.
Okay, no requests to speak. I'll entertain a motion to adjourn. We have a motion to adjourn from Vice Mayor, a second by Councilmember Summers. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you very much. We are adjourned.